Welcome to the Well Woman Show, where we interview women executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs.
And you're listening to the Well Woman Show,
where motivated women achieve fulfillment and well-being.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Take time for myself by coming to things like Well Woman Drinks.
To be accepting of myself no matter what. Step away from judgment as much as possible.
You're listening to the Well Women Show.
You're going to be in for a good ride. I don't regret anything. Everything I've ever done, I've learned from it, one way or another, good or bad.
Being a little bit selfish for yourself, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first and then give what's left.
I'm a woman. I would prefer to tell my own story. My story, though it's very personal, is universal.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show. And now your host, Giovanna Rossi.
Hi, Giovanna Rossi here, and welcome to another episode of The Well Woman Show, where I interview women leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs about their lives and their road to becoming and being who they are today. Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed with your responsibilities, and it seems like you'll never get it all done? Well, you're not alone. We all need to remember to use our superpowers, the ones we already have but don't use all the time, and take advice and wisdom from one another. Towards the end of the show, in a segment called Superpowers for Success, I ask my guest about her superpowers, and the answers will give you the strength, perspective, and power to keep on being the well woman you are. I'm so happy you're here, so thanks for tuning in. The Well Woman Show is sponsored by Better Money Decisions, headed by two awesome women, Kate and Lorraine, who put your interest first when it comes to your money. They make sure your plan and your investments are tailored just for you. No financial jargon, no Wall Street double talk. Go to bettermoneydecisions.com/wellwoman to get their new book for free.
Today's topic is how to do what you love instead of doing to be loved. And hopefully by the end of the show, you'll be inspired to be willing to be seen exactly as you are, recognize where your motivations to achieve are coming from, and consider that you are worthy of love for who you are rather than what you do. My guest today is Mary Hyatt. She's a life and business coach, a holistic lifestyle advocate, and a Blue Diamond wellness advocate with doTERRA essential oils. After falling into a deep depression in her 20s, Mary had an awakening and realized that to live her life fully, she had to take charge of it. Mary works with women to create exactly what they desire in their lives through life and business coaching. While Mary lives in Nashville, she works with women across the country and is in the process of creating an online course to help women to love their bodies, no matter what size they are. In this episode, Mary and I talk about her journey from low self-worth to full self-love, how sometimes women can drown out their fears of not being loved by overachieving instead of recognizing that they're worthy of love no matter what, and how she came to readjust how she defines success. The free giveaway today is Mary's 5 Reasons for Your Affirmations Aren't Working. And I really like this giveaway because it helps you to reprogram the thoughts in your mind so that you can create different results and help you overcome the top affirmation mistakes that people make that keep them stuck. Now to my interview with Mary.
I'm speaking with Mary Hyatt today. Welcome to the program, Mary.
Thanks, Giovanna. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited to talk to you. You know, I really want to just start with asking you, what are you up to and how does it impact women's lives and well-being?
I love that question because I'm sure that's unique for every single person. But I am in the process right now of studying a lot about this mind-body connection that we have as human beings, and especially as it pertains to women. And I'm in the process of creating a course right now to help women be in love with their current bodies that they have without having to lose any weight or change anything, but really create an intentional relationship with their body. And so I'm a life coach, and my passion, honestly, is kind of bringing people through this transformation of this moment of waking up and then helping them find their voice and ultimately becoming fully alive.
Oh, I love it. Now, can you talk about your awakening? When did that happen for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. So rewind about 6 years ago, and I was at a place where I was 240 pounds, which is about 80 pounds heavier than I'm at now. And I was struggling with massive anxiety, depression. I had kind of an autoimmune disease, endometriosis, that was causing a lot of pain and hormonal imbalance. And I was just at this point where I thought to myself, what happened? You know, like, how did this get to the point where I don't even recognize myself? And I was going to therapy and I was doing the things that I thought that I should be doing, but it wasn't giving me the results that I was looking for. And I can remember there was this moment where I walked into my bathroom and I looked into the mirror. I don't know if you've ever experienced this before. I'm sure people in your audience have, but I was looking in the mirror and I'm like, who is that? I mean, what I was seeing on the exterior wasn't matching who I felt like I was on the inside. There was this disconnect. And I thought, I don't want to live my life like this anymore. Something has got to give. Something has got to change. And I was dead inside. I mean, I had allowed myself to get to the place where I was so numbed out, just dead to the world, you know, sort of sleepwalking through life. And I was in my 20s, late 20s when this happened. And I just thought, enough is enough. I have got to change something and wake up.
So what was, what did you do then? Because I think a lot of people get to that point, but then they don't know how to make that shift.
Yeah. Well, I think the first part of the process for me was becoming aware. I didn't realize what was contributing to getting me to there, getting me to that place, getting me there in the first place. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, what am I thinking that has contributed to this? What are the behaviors that have contributed to this? And ultimately, I sort of went on this self-discovery journey of finding the root cause of all of the numbing, all of the checking out, all of the hiding that I had been doing. And honestly, it was starting out reading Brené Brown's Daring Greatly book. I feel like that was such a turning point for me, where it was the first time that I had heard the concept of authenticity. And the first time that I had really started to think about this idea of showing up and allowing ourselves to be seen. And I realized in that moment, as I was reading that book, that I had spent my whole life trying to put on different masks and hide ultimately.
So I think that that's a common theme for a lot of women, this sort of hiding or being invisible or numbing ourselves, because the other is so painful or frightening or vulnerable. So, what was that transformation like? And then where did it take you?
Yeah. So over the course of probably about a year, I did several different things. I mean, I was at this point where I think I got a little bit obsessed about it. You know, I can remember ordering like 20 books on Amazon, everything that had to do with self-discovery and finding yourself and really what it looked like to be a authentic woman. And I put them all on my dining room table at one point, and I took a picture of them, and I was like, I'm taking myself to school. Because I didn't know of anybody in my life who had walked that journey or who I could glean from. And so for me, it was, I was kind of going in the dark. And so I started reading all these books, and then I started listening to podcasts. And then I ended up going to a Tony Robbins Unleash the Power Within conference. And that was huge for me because it was the first time that I learned that our thoughts are connected to our feelings, that generate our feelings, which cause us to form different habits or act in a certain way that give us all the results in our life. Like, our thoughts create the current reality that we have. And I started to uncover all of these limiting beliefs that I had about my body, about sexuality, about God, and really went on this sort of, you know, dive deep project to figure out what thoughts were really causing me to stay stuck and shift those sort of one by one. And it really came to this point of complete transformation. I mean, little by little, if I look back at the pictures of myself, from, 4 or 5 years ago, even from a year ago, it's like I was a different person. I mean, you can see it in my eyes. Obviously, you can see it in my body because I've lost weight, but it was so much more than that. And so where I'm at now, I have gotten to the place where I am making a 7-figure income with my business, and I'm a life coach, and just feel totally in love with my life. Like, I just feel so turned on for life. And it's, it's been a gradual process, but that kind of has ended up being the result. And I just am excited to see how good it's going to get.
Yeah, you're in that exciting stage, right? Where it's sort of like you're in love with life. And I can hear it in your voice. And so, Mary, how long did it take you to build your business? So that's pretty impressive that you have a 7-figure business doing life coaching.
Yeah, so it's actually, it's with life coaching, but it's also through doTERRA essential oils.
Oh, okay.
That I do as well. So, which is a network marketing company, essential oils. So I built that from the ground up, and that took me probably about 4 years to do that. And I've been doing life coaching probably for the past 2 years. So both of those really work beautifully together, and I run both of those simultaneously. And I'm excited for this year because I'm taking the risk and I'm putting out my first online self-study course about the body, and I'm super excited about that. And so it's one of those experiences where every little step leads you to the next right thing. And I worked my butt off for 4 years, and now I get to get excited about some of this other stuff and really build my actual brand of Mary Hyatt.
Yeah. And so you built these things, both the network marketing and the coaching, after the sort of awakening, or was that during?
It was a little bit during. I think that it was maybe towards the end of that process. And I mean, as you know, Giovanna, like, you never stop learning, you never stop growing, you never stop, transforming. And so I think, but the big part of the transformation process probably was within the first year of me starting that business. And little by little, I was changing along the way, but I did a lot of the work the year before I decided to really go for the business part of it.
Yeah. And I want to ask you, so you're going to start this course, and it's about body image. Is that right? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah. Really loving your body as it is now.
Okay. Did you see the movie Embrace?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. I just wonder, because I'm about to do a viewing of it, and I wondered if you had already, because it seems like it would be really in line with your body image course. So definitely check that out.
A friend of mine just tagged me on that today, and she said, we need to do a viewing for this. And so I'm super excited to actually be able to watch it soon.
Oh, yeah. Cool. So, Mary, what's next for you? I mean, I agree. It's a journey, right? It's not like, oh, I had this awakening and now I'm all done. it's a constant process, and it's a journey that we go on. And, in the meantime, if we can build some wonderful relationships and a great business, that's awesome. So it sounds like you're totally on that path. Where do you see this going for yourself?
I think personally for me, one of the things that I have struggled with, honestly, through this whole process is learning to find my voice. And I didn't realize how weak my voice had gotten. I had become very codependent. I had become, I always was a people pleaser, but that stayed very strong in the way that I was dealing with other people. And so there's this in this journey of, okay, who am I really? And what are my preferences really? And what is it that I really want ultimately out of life? And so personally, it's been this journey of finding my voice. And I think that I have done that in so many different ways throughout the past, I would say honestly 2 years or so, to where I've gotten it to the point where I feel pretty strong in that. And one of the things that emotionally I've been wrestling with recently is this idea of how much good can you stand? And I think as a society, we often relate to other people on suffering, of pain, of our hardships. And it's very rare if you ask somebody how they're doing, will they respond with some kind of a positive response. Usually it's like, well, I've been so busy, or I've been super stressed about this, or my marriage is really challenging, or whatever it is. It's always some kind of a way to relate to another person in a negative light. And so I'm playing with that idea this year of how good can I stand it before I feel like I need to self-sabotage. And that's a lot harder than I thought. I mean, it's kind of interesting. It's so easy to be miserable. It's so easy to feel just kind of apathetic. You know, it's really easy for us to go through life complaining and finding all of the bad that surrounds us. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to flip that on its head and really live into this idea that there is so much greatness and goodness and beauty in life right here if we can allow it in. And so that's sort of my personal experiment, sort of what's next for me personally, is playing with that idea of how good can it get, which is, it's really mind-blowing, honestly. So that's got me excited, and it's really challenging.
Yeah.
And then, you know, professionally on the other side, for me, I have proven that I can be really successful at working with teams and empowering women about natural health, and then really working on this coaching piece of taking people through the transformation process. But one of the things that has scared me is putting out an online course. And so it comes back to using my voice. And so for me, I grew up in a household where my dad is very successful in this and has done this many, many times. And I've been living in this fear of it's not going to be as good as what he would produce, or I'll never be him. And, you know, all these fears that I have. And so for me, what's next is just proving professionally that I can create something that I'm proud of, that people will purchase, and that ultimately is in line with what I feel called to do on this earth, which is liberate women from hating themselves.
Yeah. That's a big one. I'm so glad you brought your dad up, because I was actually going to ask you, and I love that, you know, for people who don't know, so Michael Hyatt is your dad, and he is an incredibly successful online personality coach, author. I don't even know how else. I mean,
yeah, that's perfect.
You could probably describe him a lot better, but, you know, I was going to ask you, I like that he's actually nowhere on any of your materials. When we set this up, I had no idea, you know, that he's your dad. And it's just nice, because I think that we as women have to stand in our own identity and our own power. And, but since you brought him up, I am going to ask you, how he has influenced your growth, your fast growth in the past couple of years with your coaching and your online endeavors.
Yeah. You know, for a while, I really resisted being his daughter publicly. You know, I was like, I'm going to make a name for myself, and I want to do this, you know, outside of my relationship with him, and I don't want to use any connections that he has. And I was very adamant about that. I really wanted it to be about me and what I was going to do. And to the point where it was a little ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm never going to ask him for help or
anything. Yeah. Yeah. You went and to the other extreme.
Exactly. And I have since softened in that, because he really is such a, just an incredible person. And knowing him as my father, I feel like I get to see a different side of him than probably most people get to see. But he's so congruent with who he is in his professional life and his personal life. And going through this process of transformation, I remember I had gotten divorced a little over a year ago. And a lot of that relationship, I think, contributed to sort of where I was in my life. And since that has taken place and I have really moved to such a more beautiful place in my life, I got to see him support me in a way that it would bring me to tears, you know, if I really started to talk about it, because he kept saying to me, he's like, you are Mary again. You know, you're the Mary that we've known and loved, and somewhere along the way you washed yourself, you know, but it's so good to see you again. And I think one of the things that he is so fantastic at is listening and drawing out the best in the people that are close to him. I have four sisters, so he has
wow.
to learn how to deal with women on every level, you know, through our cycles every month being synced together and all of us going crazy at the same time, you know, and going through the teenage years and everything. He's just so precious. And I always say that he is the perfect father for daughters. He's just very tender and very loving. And I think one of the gifts that he has given me is that just unconditional love. I mean, there are so many things that I have done that I am not proud of, so many ways that I have tried to find myself that weren't the smartest. And through all of that, he just keeps calling out the best and being that mirror, I think, for me, and saying that even if you fail, it doesn't mean you're a failure. And he's such a great example of that, of trying many different businesses during our childhood that were quote unquote failures. And he kept showing up. He kept showing up. And he always looks at me and he says, Mary, don't you get off the field until the whistle blows. And the whistle hasn't blown yet. And I have followed through and stayed with things much longer when I have wanted to quit because of his example and his encouragement in that, I think.
Mm. I love that. I love that about the whistle blowing. But sometimes the whistle does blow and then we don't listen to it.
That is the truth. I can attest to that.
Okay, so I think it's good. It's a good time to move into our segment called Superpowers for Success. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor. One of the top issues women tell me they struggle with is finances, which is why I want you to call my friends at Better Money Decisions. The company is owned by women, Lorraine L. and Kate Stalter, and they make sure your plan and your investments are tailored just for you. They're fiduciaries and put your interests first. No financial jargon, no Wall Street double talk. Also, they have a gift for Well Woman Show listeners, their free book, Don't Let Your Money Kick the Bucket Before You Do. And it's all about the need to manage your money for a long life expectancy. You can download the entire book at bettermoneydecisions.com/wellwoman. And you'll also get a free portfolio diagnostic so you can tell if your investments are right for you. Just go to bettermoneydecisions.com/wellwoman. And so I want to ask you a few questions. The first one is, what does success in life mean for you, Mary?
I love this question because I was under the impression for a long time that success was all about money. And if I wasn't achieving and if I wasn't making money, then I wasn't going to be successful. And I can remember sitting on my side porch of my house and realizing that I had the opportunity to define success in any way that I wanted to. And I took that opportunity to slow down and ask myself, okay, what is success and what does that look like for my life? And for me, success in my life looks like being fully turned on for life, where I'm able to feel all of my feelings and not push any of them down. That feels like a lot of freedom to me to be able to be present in my body and in my feelings. And ultimately, success in life to me means having the freedom to be fully present. So that means being present with my sweet boyfriend whom I love and being able to sit with him on the back porch and have a cocktail in the afternoon and just talk about our day and talk about our week. That to me is success. When you are able to be present for the people that you love and to actually experience life, you don't have to have a penny in your pocket, or you could have multi-millions of dollars, and the success of that would be the same. And that is what I am always after, is how present can I be and really experience this life that we have right here, right now.
Mm. Now, you must deal with this a lot in your life coaching, but what do you tell people? And, you know, I interview a lot of women leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs, and a lot of people in my community, my membership, are real go-getters, and they're type A's, and they're very pragmatic and real, you know, out there going after it. And a lot of times women have, you know, from the outside looking in, they have everything. They have, you know, a business, or have a great career, or they're in leadership in some way. They, you know, have found a relationship, or they're, you know, in some sort of loving relationship. And so, like, all the pieces seem to be there, but there is still this sense of not being satisfied and wanting more. What's been your experience with that, and how have you had to help people through that?
Absolutely. I think that what that boils down to at the end of the day are two core fears, which are, I am not enough and I am not lovable. And I don't care if you are a multi-million dollar exec, if you are a stay-at-home mom. I have clients that are incredibly successful in what they do, and I have clients who are just now starting to build a business. And it always comes down to those two fears, that ultimately the reason that people push and try and try and achieve, for women especially, I think it's because we are operating out of our masculine energy, which is do, you know, achieve. And unfortunately, there is a misbelief that we have to earn love, that the more that we do, there's never enough, that we have to continue to rise in the ladder, climb the ladder. And maybe, just maybe, you know, someday we'll get high enough to where we have earned love and acceptance and belonging. But the reality is, and this is what I work with my clients, that if nothing changed from today, you are just as lovable as you were when you were a teeny tiny baby and you didn't do anything. You weren't achieving anything. You couldn't even walk yet. You know, you were just feeding and going to the bathroom and sleeping. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I work with on my clients is, there is nothing that you can do to earn love, and there is nothing that you can do to lose love. And when you can really anchor into that and to believe that, it sets you free to pursue the things in your life that bring you the most joy and that make you come alive, versus doing it out of a place of trying to earn love.
Mm, I love that. I think that I definitely hear you on that. I do want to just play devil's advocate a little bit and just ask you, if you get this kind of pushback, which is, you know, I love myself enough. I just really want to have this incredible career, and why shouldn't I go for this and push this hard? So what do you sort of say to that?
Yeah, I think that there are two ways you can approach it. One is, I'm doing this out of love, from a place of an abundance of love. Like, I just, this is part of who I am. This brings me joy. This energizes me. I enjoy achieving. Or you're doing it to earn love. So out of love or to earn love. And I am an achiever by nature. I'm a number 3 on the Enneagram, if you're familiar with that. Uh-huh. And so I achieve. I love it. I am not comfortable sitting back and, you know, chilling out all day. I feel the most energized when I know I'm accomplishing something. And I am a go-getter for sure. And to me, there's nothing wrong with that. To me, it's looking at what's the motivation behind all of that energy and all of that output? And ultimately, is it giving you what you want? Mm-hmm. Is it giving you a sense of fulfillment? Is it giving you a sense of satisfaction, of joy, of peace? Or is it creating stress and anxiety and that cycle of burnout? And so the question I'll ask my clients often, which is, you know, we've heard this a million times, is that really working for you?
Yeah.
You know, is it really giving you what you want? And if it's not, then we have to look at, okay, what's the primary motivation behind all of this effort and hustle and push? Because inherently those aren't bad things by themselves. But if the motivation is to earn love and acceptance, it's going to burn you out every time. If it's an overflow of that love and you just, it energizes you, I say, go for it, do it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay, cool. Well, let me ask you the next question, which is, when did you know, Mary, that you were really good at what you do?
I remember walking on the beach in California with my best friend, Tracy, and we were just taking a little weekend getaway, and she was going through some stuff, and we started walking along the beach, and I said, let's just pause for a second. And she was all high strung and she was in this place of a lot of anxiety and a lot of panic. And I walked her through this process of breathing and getting back into her body and kind of coming to a mindfulness practice. And the minute we did that, there were people walking all over the place, going by us, rollerblading on bikes, everything. And we were able to get to a really beautiful, calm space, even with all of the distractions that were around us. And she just started to weep. She just started to cry. I know she would have no problem with me sharing the story because I've shared it before with her. And she started to weep. And she said, I have never been able to silence my mind and to get calm, to hear my own voice until this moment right now. Mm-hmm. And I just realized, wow, like this is so natural for me. And this is something that I walk myself through. And I didn't really think that it was anything special. It was just like, oh, this is the thing we need to do right now to help you, you know, chill out. And it ended up being such a gift for her and was very transformative. Kind of one of those moments, those aha moments for her. And I thought, ah, okay. You know, we take our gifts for granted all the time and think that everybody has the ability to do what we do. And then that moment I realized, yeah, I am good at this. And I need to really start practicing this more and more.
Cool. Okay. And then describe one personal habit that contributes to your well-being.
Okay. This is kind of a silly one. But every morning I do two things. I make myself a glass of or a cup of warm water with lemon. And the second piece is I take a little turmeric and ginger shot. And that maybe isn't super significant, but one of the things that I've realized is from the moment that I wake up, I need to choose myself first and give myself a little dose of love before I go cook my boyfriend breakfast or check my email or start answering things on Facebook. It's just one way for me to say, I hear you, I'm here for you, and I'm listening to my body. So it's just a little good thing for your health, but also just a way to communicate to myself that, yes, I'm taking care of myself.
Yeah, totally. I love that. That's so funny because I have a very similar morning little routine where I get up and I have my lemon water with cayenne pepper and apple cider vinegar in it. And I just chug that down. And then I make my little tea with turmeric and cinnamon and lemon. And it's those two things that combined that really get me going in the morning.
Yeah. I love that. I'm going to have to try the cayenne pepper in my drink.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've done it before, but.
And you know, you don't need a whole lot. Otherwise you'll blow your head off. But, you know, just like a little dash and then, fill the glass up to like 8 ounces or whatever, 6 or 8 ounces. And it's honestly, I gave up coffee like 3 years ago and it's like having a huge cup of coffee. I mean, it just absolutely wakes you up.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. It's really cool. Okay. So next question, I want to ask you, what superpower did you discover you had only to realize it was there all the time?
Okay, this is going to sound a little freaky, but I feel like I can really hear people's thoughts before they say them, which sounds kind of crazy, but that really feels like a superpower to me, where it's really to the point where I'm just very in tune with people. And I think that more than anything, I can kind of anticipate where they are going to go in conversation and ultimately what their fears are that maybe they haven't vocalized before. And then they had the courage eventually to say them out loud. I'm like, I knew they were going to say that. And I've had that ever since I was a little girl. It was like I could just kind of anticipate what people were going to say. And I sort of love that superpower because it gives me sort of a head start on, okay, this is where we're going to go. And I need to be fully present and able to help them through this process. But, you know, if it's too crazy to say, you know, I hear people's thoughts. It's more like I anticipate, you know, what people really feel like they need to say out loud.
Yeah, that must make you a really great coach. And what would you call that? Is that intuition? Is that wisdom?
I think it's intuition. Yeah, I think it's ultimately it's that gut feeling of, yeah, okay, this is what's coming up.
Yeah.
And I sense it before they're able to vocalize it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what advice would you give your younger self? I don't know exactly how old you are, but what advice would you give yourself like 15 years ago?
I think for me, the advice that I would give is, sweet little Mary, it's okay to be yourself. I can, being the middle child, I was always putting on these masks, like I mentioned earlier, and going, okay, well, which mask will help make somebody love me or accept me or talk to me? And it was exhausting. And I just did that for the majority of my life. And so the advice would be, it's okay to be seen. And you're so perfect just how you are and so lovable just how you are. Let your guard down and risk being seen and just see what happens.
Love that. Do you identify as a feminist?
That word I feel like is so weighted, but I do love women and I definitely want to empower women. And I think that we're so incredibly beautiful and capable and unbelievably resourceful. And what we can accomplish is just mind blowing to me when I really think of it. So maybe in a fear sense, yes, not with all the stuff sometimes it's put on that word, but yeah, women are amazing.
And then last question, Mary, what are you reading right now? What's on your nightstand?
Okay, what I am reading right now is The Body Keeps Score. And I'm trying to remember this guy, I can't remember his last name, but it is a phenomenal book about this connection between trauma and our bodies and how our bodies process traumatic experiences and how in order to heal that and to become a whole person again, we actually have to go through the body versus doing cognitive therapy. And so it's just a really this beautiful, very scientific book about handling it.
Okay, you just cut out just at the end there. So can you just say that last part again?
Sure. Yeah, so the book that I am currently reading is a book called The Body Keeps Score. And I can't remember the author's name, but it's this beautiful book that's written from a very scientific point of view that draws this connection between our bodies and traumatic experiences and how we actually end up healing from those traumatic experiences is working through the body and movement and breath versus cognitive therapy. So it's really brilliant. And I'm understanding more of this mind-body connection.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. Well, and Mary, you know, we always give a free giveaway to our listeners. And so I know you're going to offer your free ebook. Can you, and listeners can go, we'll put the link in the show notes and I'll announce it at the end. But can you tell us what the free ebook is? I know you said it was the 5 reasons your affirmations aren't working.
Yeah. So one of my tools that I empower women with is the use of affirmations. And so really reprogramming the thoughts that are in your mind so that you can create different results. And so there's a lot of buzz, I think, around affirmation right now. And I have seen people make a lot of mistakes when they're creating their affirmations. And so for me, I designed an ebook that really addresses those top five mistakes that people are making when they are writing out their affirmations that keep them stuck. Mm. And so the ebook, it's a beautiful, you know, quick read to teach people how to maximize the affirmations they're creating.
Oh, I love it. Okay. And so we'll put the link, I'll mention the link at the end and we'll put it in the show notes. So Mary, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Giovanna, thank you so much. This has been such a treat. I've loved every minute of it.
That's it for our show today. I've been speaking with Mary Hyatt. Mary is a life and business coach and a holistic lifestyle advocate. Mary and I spoke about how she overcame depression and anxiety to discover self-love, and why it's so important to love your body no matter what it looks like, and how you can do what you love rather than doing to be loved. You can get the freebie, the top five reasons your affirmations aren't working, at wellwomanlife.com/064show. Our monthly live event, Well Woman Drinks, brings women together to share our successes and challenges as women, leaders, moms, aunts, sisters, and all the other roles we carry. If you'd like to attend a Well Woman Drinks near you, or if there isn't one in your city yet and you'd like to start one, email me at info@wellwomanlife.com. We're also going to be starting to do a Well Woman Drinks online so people can access it virtually. I will host that once a month. And if you're interested in that, definitely go to the website and sign up so that you can get information about it, wellwomanlife.com. And you can give us your email address there and we'll be in touch with you about that. If you enjoy the show, please take a moment and subscribe in iTunes and leave a review. This really helps raise visibility for the show. And you can also continue the conversation in the Well Woman Life community group at wellwomanlife.com/Facebook. For feedback, comments, or just to let me know you're listening today, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Well Woman Life. I'm Giovanna Rossi for the Well Woman Show. Until next time, have a super powerful week.